From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias and insurgent commanders saying there is little point to the truce while Syria's president Bashar al-Assad continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. Stephane de Mistura is the special U.N. envoy for Syria.
The U.N. is ready to go. They owe facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the U.N. to actually reach those areas has not been received.
Aid agencies as well as the United Nations are ready to supply relief to an estimated 6 million people inside Syria, including 250,000 trapped in eastern Aleppo. The top Philippines diplomat has cautioned the United States against lecturing his government on human rights, prompting the White House spokesman to urge all countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase called for mutual respect between the U.S. and his country. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama has made it clear human rights impacts the U.S. relationship with the Philippines. A group of British lawmakers has strongly criticized the intervention of Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Select Committee said a lack of planning from the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos with rival militias battling for power. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers met with Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and expressed mixed reactions to President Obama's intention to lift economic sanctions on the country, formerly known as Burma. Earlier, Aung San Suu Kyi spoke about the relationship between the U.S. and Myanmar and how the Burmese people have been helped in its efforts to come out from under decades of military rule.
We are grateful to all our friends, of course, the United States more than included, who've been helping us in this process. But unity also needs prosperity, because people, when they have to fight over limited resources, forget that standing together is important.
President Obama had sent a letter to Congress saying the administration is moving to restore trade benefits to Myanmar that were suspended for more than two decades ago because of human rights abuses. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party nominee for President Hillary Clinton returned to the campaign trail Thursday, first time after recuperating from pneumonia. She spoke with supporters.
I have to say it's great to be back on the campaign trail. As you may know, I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia. I tried to power through it, but even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke to the Economic Club of New York, where he outlined his vision for managing the U.S. economy.
My plan will embrace the truth that people flourish under a minimum government burden and will tap into the incredible unrealized potential of our workers and their dreams.
Trump, or at least somebody in his campaign, admitted late Thursday he believed President Obama was actually born in the United States, after years of questioning the president's citizenship. A new New York Times CBS poll of likely voters gives Clinton a 46-44% lead over Trump, but the same poll says if two minority candidates were put into the mix, Clinton and Trump are tied at 42% each. U.S. stock markets finished the day up on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial averages ahead 177 points at 18,212. Apple was among the winners on the Dow Jones. Its shares were up $3.80 to $115.57. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.